Unit 3. Lead a Double Life. Pages 81 to 82.
1. August 8th, 2011. Goodbye to World War II heroine. Nancy Wake, one of the bravest women in World War II, died yesterday. She saved hundreds of people from the Nazis. Nancy Wake was born in New Zealand in 1912. In 1932, she went to Europe to work as a newspaper reporter. One of her assignments was to interview Hitler. While Wake was visiting Vienna, Austria, she saw the terrible things the Nazis were doing to Jews and other people. Wake promised herself, "I don't know what I'll do, but if I can do anything one day, I'll do it." She moved to France and in 1939 married a Frenchman, Henri Fioca. World War II started, and Wake decided to do something to help. She bought a van which she used as an ambulance and to bring supplies to refugee camps. She also hid people from the Nazis and helped them get away. Wake's activities put her life in danger, so she left her home and husband in France and escaped to Britain. After special training, she returned to France and became a leader in the French resistance. One of her friends described her as the most feminine woman I know, until the fighting starts. Then she is like five men. After the war, Nancy Wake received medals from many countries for her activities. This heroine will always be remembered. 2. August 14th, 2011. The White Mouse. At the age of 27, young, attractive Nancy Wake never thought she would become a British spy and save hundreds of people from the Nazis. Nancy lived in France with her husband, Henri. When World War II began, she joined the French resistance to fight the Nazis. Nancy was causing the Germans so many problems that she was at the top of the list of most wanted spies. The Gestapo wanted to arrest her, but couldn't find her. Because of that, they called her the White Mouse. Finally, when it got too dangerous for her in France, she escaped to Britain. In Britain, Nancy learned how to use weapons, codes, and radios. Then she returned to France to help the resistance fighters. One time, during a German attack, Nancy rode a bike almost nonstop for 500 kilometers in 72 hours. She had to find someone with a radio to send important messages to London. She later said that after the long journey, "I couldn't stand up, I couldn't sit down, I couldn't walk." She always said that she was most proud of her bike ride. There was also tragedy in Nancy's life. After the war, she returned to France and discovered that the Germans had arrested and tortured her husband to death because he would not tell them where she was. Nancy Wake died last week at the age of 98. She was a brave fighter who said, "I've never been afraid in my life."